USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. The Republican-led Senate Judiciary Committee has voted to send Brett Kavanaugh's Supreme Court nomination to a confirmation vote by the full Senate. The vote occurred after Arizona Republican Jeff Flake suggested reopening Kavanaugh's FBI background check, something that fellow Republican Lindsey Graham says he understands.
Jeff is trying to be fair. I just don't see we're going to benefit from anything in terms of... been doing this most of my adult life. It's 35 years ago. You know what you know, and you've heard what you're going to hear. But having said that, this is called democracy.
President Donald Trump's reaction?
Whatever they think is necessary is okay.
But the president says the investigation is to be limited in scope and end in less than 1 week. Facebook reports a major security breach in which 50 million user accounts were accessed by unknown attackers. No passwords or credit card information were stolen, but the attackers would be able to view private messages or posts on someone's account. You're listening to USA Radio News.
A hyperconverged infrastructure simplifies your data center, simplifies storage, and simplifies maintenance and scalability. However, implementing all that simplicity can get rather complicated. That's why CDW has solution architects to help you cut through the clutter and determine the right workloads to move to a hyperconverged infrastructure to maximize productivity, increase efficiency, and deliver simplicity. Visit cdw.com/datacenter to learn more about hyperconverged infrastructure solutions. CDW, people who get it.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.